Welcome to GCSE Business Revision with me, your tutor for today. I'm so glad you've joined me for this episode because today we're diving into one of the most practical and mark-rich topics in your entire GCSE business course, business operations. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up again and again. And the good news is that once you understand it, you can pick up marks really confidently. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. So what actually is business operations? At its heart, it's everything a business does to produce its goods or deliver its services. Think of it as the engine room of a business. While marketing gets the customers in and finance keeps the money flowing, operations is where the actual work happens. It covers production methods, how stock is managed, how suppliers are chosen, how quality is maintained, and how customers are served. Examiners love this topic because it connects to every other part of the business, and the best candidates show they understand those connections. Let's start with production methods because this is almost always tested. There are three main methods you need to know: job production, batch production, and flow production. Job production is where a single, unique product is made to the specific requirements of one customer. Think of a bespoke wedding cake, a tailor-made suit, or a custom-built house. The key features here are high skill levels required, high cost per unit, but also high quality and flexibility. If an exam question asks you to identify a production method, look for clues like one-off, unique, made to order, or individual customer requirements. Batch production is where groups of identical products are made together. A bakery making 50 loaves of sourdough, then switching to 50 baguettes, that's batch production. It's more efficient than job production, costs are lower per unit, but there's some flexibility because you can change the batch between runs. Watch out for the downtime between batches. That's a real cost. Flow production, also called mass production, is continuous nonstop production of large volumes of standardized products. Think of a car factory or a bottling plant. Costs per unit are very low because of economies of scale, but it's inflexible and very expensive to set up. A stoppage on the production line can be catastrophic. Now, here's a key exam skill. You need to be able to recommend the right production method for a given business. A small artisan chocolate maker? Job production. A clothing manufacturer making seasonal ranges? Batch. A fizzy drinks company? Flow. Always justify your answer by linking back to the business context. Examiners give marks for application.